Talk to the teacher about that coming up here in just a little bit.
Michael Souter is an elementary school teacher back in Virginia, and this has gone viral now. Wrote the song, third graders sang it. It's for military veterans and serving in the military. So touching. And I'm going to check YouTube, actually, before we talk to Michael about what, you know, what the inspiration was and find out how things are going with that. But I know that they're hearing from media all over, and I bet there were over 170 hits, I think, on YouTube yesterday or a few days ago when I checked it out. You got to check it out. Go to KRDO.com, click on the News Radio tab. You'll see Thank You Soldiers, too.
Just go ahead and click on it. Take a listen if you can. It's 8:27. More news on the way.
Attention business owners and entrepreneurs.
January, Doug Limerick, ABC News.
KRDO News. Time is 8:41. It's Lee Richards here in Colorado. We're going to go all the way back to Virginia and talk to Michael Souders. Now, here's the deal. Do you hear that in the background? That's a song that Michael wrote along with his wife. I understand we're going to talk to him just about that. And then he had some of his students, third graders, all of whom have great voices, obviously, record the song. It's now on YouTube. It is a thank you to the military, to members of the military. Michael, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
This is exciting stuff for you.
Oh, it's very exciting. We just can't believe it. Here we are, a little elementary school in Virginia, and we've had probably near 1,000 emails from all over the world.
So you wrote this song with your wife, is that correct?
Yes, sure did.
And what was the inspiration?
We were getting ready to do our normal parent-teacher meeting performance in November. And, of course, we could have chosen, usually I either do something Thanksgiving-oriented or military patriotic-oriented. And this year was that. And I really just wanted something that the kids could sing that would be sweet, that would be sincere from their hearts, to just simply thank the soldiers. No big political statement, but just to let them know how much we appreciate all that they do.
So you wrote the song along with your wife, and you got the kids, and these are your students, right?
Yes.
And you got them to record, and they did a great job, by the way, and I hope you'll pass that along.
I sure will. I was so proud of them. This is just a phenomenal school and class, and I was very, very pleased with the way they learned it and picked it up and recorded it.
They did. They sound great. We have it, actually. We have a link on our website. You can go to KRDO.com and click on the News Radio tab. You can hear it right there. So these, how many kids from Tussing Elementary, by the way?
In the third grade, there were probably 80 to 100 that were singing on that recording.
So then you had them record it, and you put it on YouTube.
Yeah, the funny thing was we just put it on there for their family members who couldn't make it to the performance. And we have we have Fort Lee, a large military base here, too. And so we really knew that there would be family members that they'd like to send it to. And, man, within a couple of days, we had 8,000 hits and kept growing. And right now, it's between YouTube and some other sites, it's almost 300,000. It's probably about 270,000, 280,000 hits.
That's amazing, too. You know, we have a military town here.
Oh, yeah.
Lots and lots of military here, and I know that they appreciate it as well. So I'm guessing people are going to pick it up here as well, and it's going to go even more viral. When I got a copy of it, it was sent to me from Pennsylvania, a friend back in Pennsylvania. So you know it's gone all over the world, and they're so grateful. What did some of the emails say to you?
Oh, my goodness. We've had emails from moms of soldiers, dads of soldiers. We've had a phenomenal amount of Vietnam veterans that it's been particularly meaningful to as well. We've had family members of soldiers who have died in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's just been phenomenal. It's actually been so rewarding just to hear the connection between people that this has made.
Yeah, I think it's touching to so many people, and you don't have to be in the military to appreciate this.
Right.
So you're not making money off of this, Michael.
Well, no, I'm really not making money, but that wasn't the purpose. The purpose was, I could stand up all day long on a rooftop and wave my arms and shout, thank you, thank you, thank you. But I can't, that's only going to go so far. What I'm so appreciating is people taking this on and passing it along, because that does so much more than any of us can do.
You know, it kind of reminds me of Pants on the Ground, that song, and I'm sure you've heard about that from...
Oh, yeah.
Pants on the Ground caught on real quickly. Yours has certainly caught on as well. We expect to see you on national TV somewhere.
Well, you know what? I hope you do, and not so I can be publicized. I just think that everything that's happening is not a statement about how great I am, or even the students. It's a statement of how America feels toward our soldiers.
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful message, and I think so many people are grateful to you for writing this beautiful song, for the heartfelt singing from those third graders who did such a phenomenal job, and please pass that along. And, you know, it shows kind of what an average citizen can do, because you're not average at all, and you're thanking the military, members of the military, and I know that they're so appreciative as well.
Well, thank you. You know, I just want to make it clear. A lot of people think I must have served or have family that had served, and I don't. In fact, that makes me even more humbled by what they do for us. I cannot say thank you enough to these men and women that protect us every single night.
Well, we really appreciate you joining us, too. We want you to pass on our very best to all those third graders who did such a great job, and wish you the very best. And of course, once again, wanted to remind people, go to KRDO.com and click on the News Radio tab. You can hear the song right there as we say thank you for joining us. Michael, we'll hear a few bars of that. Michael, best of luck to you. Thanks again for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
I really appreciate you. Thank you, and please pass it on.
Will do.
Thank you.
And it's just after 8:45 on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM at 12:40 a.m., less than 15 minutes away from the news conference or news event that Tiger Woods has coming. Right now, Dave Erickson with a look at Time Saver.